Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch was an unknown coming out of high school, where he ran a wing T offense and didn't throw the ball much. There are all sorts of different questions about him now due to the offensive system he ran in college and whether he can be accurate throwing on the run or with bigger NFL pass rushers right in his face. Lynch has been out to answer those questions in the pre-draft process and knows that'll be an ongoing story no matter where he begins his pro career.
Right now, I've always relied on my athletic ability with my size and arm strength in college, but I know that'll be a little different when I get to the NFL. You know, those guys are a lot faster, and those windows are a lot smaller, and those defenses do a lot more tricky stuff than they do in college.
How high is Lynch's ceiling? That depends on how well the development of his physical tools blends with his mental aptitude for an ultra-fast-paced game.
Those guys that separate themselves from being an average quarterback and a great quarterback, at those guys who just, you know, get it to click mentally, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, guys like that, who jump out at you now, like in this era, you know, those guys are just so smart when it comes to the game. You know, they don't have to think twice about what they're going to see on film and then what they see that next week. You know, they just go out there and they're playing and they're making their team better.
Many draft analysts rank Lynch the third best quarterback in this draft behind North Dakota State's Carson Wentz and Cal's Jared Goff. That's just another motivational tool for a player who refuses to sell himself short.
I'm the type of guy who always finds something. You know, there's always something there to put a chip on your shoulder and drive yourself to work even harder.